Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh House.
Considering the injuries, considering the press conference and Anthony Weaver's background, Eric, if you had to shake that crystal ball, and I mean, we're going to talk about this for months upon months at a time, but what would you think is going to be the superpower, if there is even one, of this Miami Dolphins defense entering next season?
I think, and I was thinking about this a little bit earlier today, and I think that they are going to use the superpower of shape-shifting, okay?
Ooh, okay.
I think they are going to be able to game plan each and every week so the defense will not be predictable. You're not going to be able to scheme, okay, well, we'll just put our third receiver or our tight end over here because that's where Jalen Ramsey is going to stay all game. He'll be able to follow, you know, these stud wide receivers. I think they'll be able to use Javon Holland in multiple ways, like you were talking about earlier, Jake. And I think they're going to be multiple. I think Anthony Weaver kind of tipped his hand a little bit at that in the introductory press conference, where he talked about wanting to be able to adapt to the opponent each and every week. And it didn't feel like Vic Fangio was doing that. It felt like Vic Fangio was saying, almost like he was buying his own bull crap. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I wrote the book. It
don't stink. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I know what I'm doing here. I've been doing this since, I believe, 1986 was – Vic Fangio's first year in the NFL, also the year of my birth. So that's a long time, folks. That's a long time. And Vic Fangio was a big believer in his own system. And he said, again, my way or the highway, we're doing it my way. And again, these opposing offensive coordinators had it figured out by the end of the year. And you saw them put up some good numbers against this Dolphins defense. And it didn't feel like they should have been able to do that with all of the stars on the team, even after the injury. So I think 2024 Dolphins defense, their superpower is shape-shifting. They're going to be able to take whatever form they need to be successful in any given week against any given opponent.
Damn, that's amazing. I actually want Jake to – Jake, do you have one in mind, or do you want to follow that up? Because – I didn't know you were doing
I did not have a little literal superpower. No,
Merrick. Oh, that was so good. I could spit it. That was amazing, though. I do agree with you, though, Merrick. So I guess I'll jump into mine, unless you want to give your thoughts on that. I'm sorry if my voice is cracking. I'm yelling at these kids. I'm getting ready to.
I think shape-shifting is great because the biggest gripe I have with this Dolphins defense and especially the secondary, because they got to the quarterback, right? They got sacks, and we saw late in the season when someone like Jalen Phillips went down, they started to blitz more. I think they finished like 10th in blitz rate, but that number would be much lower if you were to kind of stop that, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks left in the season where you really saw those trends develop. It kills me that we can sit here and say, you know, Xavier Howard, Jalen Ramsey, they combined for like 4 interceptions on the year. Ramsey had 3 of the 4. And then, you know, you can say, I don't think that's acceptable. I think these guys should be involved and be more engaged in making turnovers. And then you can have people come out and say, well, when you have Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey, opposing defenses are just not going to target them. So you're telling me that if you're going to invest all this draft capital, all this salary cap space into 2 players who can be absolute stars, absolute game changers, you can let, for the sake of better words, Jimmy Wilson beat you? Just like, oh, man, there's a certain line where you can't have these premier players at every single position. So thinking about that shape-shifting ability just gets you really jazzed up at the idea of, hey, that fits into what the Miami Dolphins want to do. They need to have a superpower. Jalen Ramsey, if you're paying him this much, he can't be targeted 10% of the time when he's on the field. Opposing quarterbacks completed 19 of 36 attempts when targeting him. He played in 10 games and was targeted just 36 times. If I'm paying Jalen Ramsey a boatload of money, it's so he can be involved with the play. I think, Merrick, when we spoke before the season, we were engaged, or we were excited to see him engaged on the second level, maybe as a linebacker stopping the run. We didn't see any of that. And when you're paying these guys this much money, and it's weird to say, as, like I said, Emmanuel Ogba was a top five highest paid player on this team, but when you're paying the guys that much, it's unacceptable to not have them be a major part of your entire scheme.
Absolutely. And Jalen Ramsey wanted to be the guy on that defense. And he knew that under Vic Fangio, he was not allowed to do that, you know? And it feels like Anthony Weaver, judging from this introductory press conference and the way that he just glowingly spoke about Jalen Ramsey and his abilities on a football field, it really feels like in 2024, this Dolphins defense is Jalen Ramsey's defense. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the straw that stirs the drink for the Miami Dolphins on defense. And quite honestly, he should be. Jalen Ramsey has been one of, if not the best cornerbacks in the NFL since he came into the league. And now he's a Miami Dolphin. Let's get some good use out of him while he's here, right?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, and I think that's what's so frustrating. We're talking about some of these players that were making the big salary that wanted to be more involved. You were paying Vic Fangio, what, the highest-paid defense coordinator? You want to be able to just throw these star players at him and have him be able to make it work. I mean, again, I think we're nitpicking because he did. You know, I think we all had the top 10 expectations heading into the year, and I think he may have hit on that if we're schematically breaking it down. But you just want to see more in key situations, whether it was coming out of locker room and, you know, making an adjustment at half. I did think of a superhero superpower. So can I go, Jake? Is it cool? It's not going to be nearly as awesome as Merrick's with his multitude, but I'm going to go faster than the speed of light, right? I mean, we're sitting here, we're talking about the timely blitzes that they're going to do. We want to see the coverages maybe disguised differently. Pursuit. I mean, let's be honest, there were times last year where tackling was an issue. And then I'm going to go take it one step further and talk about some of the players that might have that speed that I'm talking about. Ethan Bonner, right? 4.39. We're going to need a cornerback.
They're going to need him. Yeah, you're right. They're going to need an Ethan Bonner.
There it is. White Lightning. Right there is one of them. A guy I love. I'll save him for last. Cam Smith, 4.43. Again, a guy they utilize a draft pick on. Maybe this isn't that blazing speed like Ethan Bonner, but again, a guy that you need to step up, want to see develop more. And then lastly, you guys know I have to throw Channing Tindall out there, right? 4.47. We need someone to step up at linebacker. So I'm going to go with speed. I want to see him utilize some of that speed on the defensive side. And yeah, I had to write down those three guys. So that was a quick audible. Hopefully you guys like that. But Merrick with the multitude, now with the speed, I think we're really getting onto something here with this Dolphins defense.
I think the key here is that the defense in general has to do this, right? Be able to kind of adjust with a quick audible. I think that's one thing Weaver made very clear in his press conferences. We're going to need to adjust. Like, we're going to need to be in a situation where no matter what injuries we have, no matter what opponent we're facing, we're going to have to be able to adjust on the fly. And I think it does start with the secondary leaning on Javon Holland and Jalen Ramsey. I mean, I was so excited to see what you know, Vic Fangio can do with Javon Holland, especially after Justin Simmons, I couldn't even think of his name, the safety in Denver. That is where I think the success is really going to start from. But before we wrap up here, can you think of any of those first, second, third-year guys? You mentioned Channing Tindall that might step up and be a playmaker early on, especially when you consider the Jalen Phillips injury, the Bradley Chubb injury. I mean, you don't know where Jerome Baker is going to be at. I mean, I think he even had surgery shortly after the season ended. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that the Dolphins are going to have to lean on early in the year that aren't going to be normal, I should say.
I really liked when Josh brought up the two young corners there. Ethan Bonner, who just kind of came out of nowhere, right? I believe he was an undrafted player that signed with the Dolphins. You heard about his speed. Tyreek Hill was talking about his speed during OTAs. So, I mean, like, we were warned by the cheetah that Ethan Bonner was on the rise here. And Ethan Bonner got playing time over Cam Smith at the end of the year. And a lot of people saw that as an indictment on Cam Smith. I'm going to sit here and say that's an indictment on Vic Fangio. Cam Smith was your first draft pick. He was drafted in the second round. By all accounts, looked great in preseason and OTAs, had a little bit of an injury there towards the end of that and, you know, tweaked the knee a little bit. And you just kept – every time Vic Fangio was asked about Cam Smith, he's just, oh, well, he needs to work on his fundamentals. All right, bro. Well, can you give us a little bit more than that? Can we go into depth here? Because at some point, these rookies have to play. Eric Ezukama, you know, I know he's on the offensive side of the football. He's barely played, and he's had injuries too. Channing Tindall, Josh mentioned him. He's barely played. Cam Smith barely played as a rookie. Like, if you're going to build a team that is good and can sustain success over a number of years, your young players have to develop. And the only way they can develop is to play in football games. So I think Cam Smith is going to end up being a darn good corner for this team this year. And I think it's going to have to happen pretty quickly because the Dolphins don't have money to spend on a whole bunch of different cornerbacks that are going to come in. You're probably going to get rid of Xavien Howard, which means you're going to need a starting cornerback opposite Jalen Ramsey. And for my money, and probably for the Dolphins' money as well, I think that's going to be Cam Smith. And I think the Dolphins are actually going to be okay for that. He's a young guy with a unique personality. He's got the dreads. I believe he was rocking the grill on draft night there. You could see why somebody like that maybe didn't mesh very well with the 107-year-old Vic Fangio. You know what I mean? Like, so I think you get a younger guy like Anthony Weaver in there. With the reputation of a player's coach, he's going to want to maximize Cam Smith's skill set because that's what the Dolphins are going to need if they're going to be successful. And I think Cam Smith is going to end up having a pretty solid season his second year in the NFL. But you might as well call it that his rookie year part two with as little as he played last season.
I'm thinking between that double mover, I think he got absolutely torched, right? Wasn't it early on? And then
the preseason, right?
Yeah, it was whatever. And then I'm sure Vic Fangio had to see that video of him just saying, just drop your nuts or something like that. So, yeah, he's probably rubbed a little bit the wrong way. You did say 2 or 3 years, right, Jake? That would have been – would players have been around – okay. So, first I was going to say Zeke Vandenberg because I know we were high. Kind of liked him as an acorn under the radar player. But
who was he? What position does he play?
He was the outside line. He was like an edge, but he was also – I think he could play in the middle of the defense, right? But he probably won't even be on the roster.
Zeke, what can't someone named Zeke do? He's made to be a linebacker.
Yeah, and Vandenberg, I mean, he just sounds like he could beat you up. But what about Kader Kohou, right? I'm going to blame Vic Fangio for that bad season he had in his sophomore slump. So I can see him bouncing back again with this defense and hopefully find that home at nickel. Again, you just really need to find someone that can play opposite of Xavien Howard. And as Merrick said, you hope it's Cam Smith because you utilize that draft pick in him. You hope to have something there because you can't keep missing on these guys. I mean, we had so many few draft picks over the years, and let's be honest, they haven't hit on some of these guys since they made these trades for these big superstar players.